Mackenzie Crossing, written by Kay Dobby and read by Kate Hosking. The pitiless fire had come roaring over the hill, while the wind that preceded it had been a hurricane of cinders and burning gum leaves. There was no point in the people from the crossing staying to protect their homes. It was impossible to do anything but take shelter wherever they could find it. Now, inside the tunnel of the old Union Jack mine, Neville pressed his face close to the muddy ground where there was supposed to be more oxygen. With the hot air thick with smoke, it was hard to take a breath and he was choking. In his head, he could hear the fire bell still ringing its warning. There was no chance of winning the fight against the flames, and it would have been madness to try. In the circumstances, the mine had been the only option. Funny, Neville thought, wiping the sweat from his stinging eyes, how things turned out, or ended, here in Mackenzie Crossing. Earlier, old Patrick had said he'd never seen a bushfire this bad and he'd lived through a couple. The tears had run silently down his grimy cheeks. They'd found him at the entrance to the tunnel, blinded, stumbling and calling for help. No one knew how many of the others were still alive. Some had gone into the mill pond, he said, but he'd become lost in the smoke and confusion and then the fire had cut him off. Neville tried not to think, but the questions came anyway. Would he die here today? Would these be his last moments? He wished he'd spoken to Gertie before he'd left, explained. She'd be 8 now. Would she understand? His reason for walking away from her and her mother was complex. The Great War had played its part. He'd never been the same man since, no matter how far he'd gone or how hard he'd tried to outrun the horrors of the trenches. He knew they'd always catch up, eventually, and they always did. And today, well, he could no longer run. Beyond the entrance to the tunnel, everything was black. He tugged the wet blankets over those around him, feeling the throb from his burns. No time to think of that. If they got out, then he could worry about how badly he'd been injured, but for now it was a matter of survival. The woman lying on the ground beside him pressed closer and he could feel her hot skin and smell her singed hair.
"It's been nice knowing you, Pom," she said, her voice a husky whisper. "I wish..."
He put his arm around her and she didn't finish. She didn't need to, because Neville was wishing too. In Mackenzie Crossing, he'd had a glimpse of a new beginning, a tantalising possibility of a fresh start. How ironic that, instead, he was going to die. And how unreasonable, when he'd given the best of himself for his country, that he was going to end here, far away across the world. But Neville Darling had long ago learned that life was never fair.